Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The idea started during the COVID-19 pandemic. As people lost their jobs, they also lost the ability to pay their utility bills. It was an issue that stood out to Kaja Foskey with the Virginia Poverty Law Center.
Utilities were shutting people off during a time where everyone needed to stay home. Everyone needed access to power, water, things that would keep them healthy and safe.
Understanding how often utility shutoffs occur in Virginia was hard because reporting on disconnections isn't required, but numbers obtained by Energy Justice Lab's Utility Disconnections Dashboard found about 0.5% of utility customers faced a shutoff during the last 5 years. That led Senator LaCherise Aird to work with Delegate Irene Shinn to come up with a pair of bills that forbid utility shutoffs during states of emergency and extreme heat above 92 degrees and extreme cold below 32 degrees. It also forbids disconnection on holidays and Fridays, which could leave someone without power for days. Here's Senator Aird.
People need to know that they have rights. They have protections from having their utilities disconnected.
The bills sailed through both legislative chambers with bipartisan support and were signed by Governor Glenn Youngkin. And while the heat will spike before it goes into effect July 1st, a spokesman from Dominion Energy told Radio IQ the company will, quote, continue monitoring the forecast, and it's already started following the rule governing holidays, suspending shutoffs the day before and during Juneteenth this week. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.